Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The WLEW and WHST listening area basketball season has now officially ended for the boys' teams tonight with the defeat of Harbor Beach going up against Pontiac 67-39. They were the last boys' team in the running for our WLEW listening area. There are still four girls' teams that are in the running that will continue to play on. But with Harbor Beach's defeat, the boys are out for the season for our listening area. For a full list of sports scores and stories, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, Tuscola County, which is a member of the Saginaw Bay Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area, was among 27 counties statewide from the Michigan Invasive Species Grant Program. They were awarded $70,000 to strengthen and implement strategies for the surveying, prevention, treatment, and management of invasive species. The organization provides public education on invasive species identification, prevention, and technical assistance to landowners and land managers on environmentally sound treatment practices. After habitat loss, invasive species are considered one of the greatest threats to both threatened and endangered species. The organization focuses its resources on invasive species identified as high concern within the service area due to their rapid spread, ecological impact, and management feasibility. A full list of all the grant recipients and project details are available online. And some of the invasive species that are included are black and pale swallowwort, European frogbit, flowering rush, giant knotweed, Japanese knotweed, and phragmites. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, during the Port Austin Township Board of Trustees meeting, it was noted that grants will be sought out to do some infrastructure improvements to its water and sewer system. The Port Austin Area Sewer and Water Authority system was developed in 2016 to provide drinking water and sanitary sewer services to the township as well as the village of Port Austin. The water distribution and sanitary sewer collection systems contain over a combined 23 miles of underground piping, 243 main valves, 113 fire hydrants, a 100,000-gallon water tower, and four sanitary sewer pump stations. In addition, the Port Austin Area Sewer and Water Authority also provides drinking water to Point of Arcs Township, and the board has set a hearing on the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget for March the 17th at 4:45 p.m. regarding the regular monthly meeting to follow. During that meeting, the board is expected to adopt the budget and set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget. And another news for today. The Sebring DPW and the village's light and water department have worked together on some matters. DPW workers picked up wood from the two trees that the light and water department had cut down that were in a right-of-way zone. They also assisted the light and water department with some tree trimming and bush chipping as well. There were 8 loads of other brush that was also disposed of. And in other DPW matters, workers also transferred water from Lagoon 4 into Lagoon 5 as part of the spring discharge, and a stone measuring approximately 8 by 12 was hauled away to lagoons for placement along the water bank. During the meeting, it was reported that the Army Corps of Engineers has chosen a contractor for the steel sheet wall placement along the river. But that was all of the information that was available regarding the issue. It was also noted that a local contractor is looking at the Center Street Bridge to submit an estimate before an agreement with Spicer Engineering is officially signed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, March the 10th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.